two topics. He's the former state superintendent of Michigan schools. Tom, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Interesting piece that was written in the Detroit News via commentary by you. I love what I found very interesting was the first paragraph, and I'll read as follows, and I quote, "It is downright painful to watch two good, decent men who profess to want the best for the city and the state become tangled up in an us versus them issues that have the potential, if it has not already, to spill over into a racial divide with no easy way out." Tell us about this commentary you wrote.
Well, what we're watching in the city of Detroit is downright painful, because what happens in Detroit impacts us all. All of us want to see the city of Detroit to thrive and prosper. But as we've talked about many times on many different issues across the state, we cannot pretend our way to prosperity. There's been pretending and spending in the city of Detroit for far too long. You can't pay your Visa bill with your MasterCard and expect to address these issues. A couple of weeks ago, when the Governor Snyder finally put down a marker, here's a consent agreement that we were looking at, there was kind of the age-old stuff that came out of the cities, and the governor was disingenuous that this wasn't discussed. The governor's retort is that the city has a problem, a cultural problem, accepting help. These comments weren't particularly helpful. Hopefully, they're back to the city and the state are back on track to solve this intractable problem of the fiscal crisis in the city of Detroit.
Is this a racial problem?
I hope it's not. I hope it doesn't boil over into that. But last week, you could see things heading in that direction, a tit for tat. And I hope that we stay away from those issues, boil down to the issue. And the issue is Detroit is running out of cash fast. It's between a rock and a hard place. The state has stepped up and said it's willing to help, but we have to have fiscal accountability. It cannot be just kicking the can down the road again. We have to deal with the real problems in the city of Detroit, and that is problems that I pointed out in a report in 2004 that are facing far too many of our schools in our state. We just don't have a lot of the resources that we did in the past. Things have changed, and you're going to have to change your operation. And the unsustainable cost for health care and pensions in the city are bringing it down. You're going to have to address those real tough and painful issues in the city and not continue to go out and borrow additional money when you have no ability to pay it back.
All right, Tom, we had emails last week from a story that we broadcast about Detroit, and the people wondered, why do we talk about Detroit? I thought it was quite obvious that if Detroit prospers, the state will prosper even more, but I also thought it was obvious that our tax dollars will go to bail them out should they need more and more monies. From your perspective, why should we care what happens in Detroit?
Well, you can't have the largest city in your state continue to do poorly. And we've already seen downgrade in the bonding ratings, that's going to spill over in the region. It'll impact Oakland County, Wayne County, reaching out to Washtenaw, and it'll continue to go on. So if we end up with a bankruptcy, I mean, who wants to come to a state to do business when the largest city is bankrupt? So there will be a ripple effect if we cannot come together and work in a sensible way to solve the fiscal crisis in the city of Detroit. And that's going to be tough, because everybody's going to have to take a gulp of castor oil without a whole lot of sugar.
Tom, before I let you go now, we were just talking about a piece you wrote in the Detroit News. You also wrote a recent piece at the MichiganView.com, and it was titled "Consent Agreement, Emergency Manager, Bankruptcy, Do the Kids of Detroit Care?" Bottom line is, they don't care about the bickering, but they care about having everything that they need to learn and grow and have a better life.
Exactly. Exactly. And what I pointed out in that story is I'm hoping that the mayor and the governor will think about this not just as a problem for today. And I believe Governor Snyder certainly is thinking this way, and Mayor Bing as well. And that is, what happens today is impacting the children. And the children of Detroit that have to walk past burnout the buildings on their way to school don't care where the comma is in a consent agreement. The kid that can't get a bus to work doesn't care if it's a consent agreement or it's an emergency manager. They just want to make sure that the buses run on time, streetlights go on when it gets dark out, police officers and emergency managers or managers, emergency responders come when they need police and fire to show up. Let's get it right, and let's get it right for the kids.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Take care.